The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a nutritious smoothie of creamy, fresh yogurt, vanilla protein powder, and a mushy banana. For your mind, drink it all down. It's nummy. I want vanilla. I want vanilla. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. I'm as tired as can be. First of all, in a couple of seconds, we got Steve Dace coming up. It's spelled D-E-A-C-E, Steve Dace. We're talking to him about this film coming out. We'll save it. But it's exciting to get him back on the program. He's one of the heroes, Steve Dace. He has a new book out also called Rise of the Fourth Reich. Mm. But I have to tell everybody, I got in last night at midnight. I was in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Actually, the town that I was in, I thought this was a joke. It's called Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. It's hyphenated, Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. And on my Instagram feed, I put a photo of the post office just so people could actually see Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, the zip code. It is in, you know, they say Amish country, yeah. Mennonite country. But I spoke last night at an event for Linville Christian School. And I just want to say, I was so impressed. Ladies and gentlemen, there are places out there that you may never hear about. But I get to visit these places, some amazing churches, some amazing schools. This is like at the top of the list. It's the Linville Christian School. Now, I spoke at Dayspring Christian Academy, which is not too far from there in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, but I hadn't heard of the Linville Hill Christian School. And just getting to know them was so thrilling. I want to tell you about that Suzanne and I were down in Naples, Florida, because I spoke at an event for it. We talked about this, right? Yesterday, I think we talked about this, that I was in Naples, Florida. I was in Marco Island, Florida. But I then flew to Philly and was picked up by the headmaster of the school. Did I mention this? I can't remember yesterday. And there were two seniors in the back, two young women who were all excited to meet me, and they wanted to ask me questions and stuff. And all the young people I met at the Linville Hill Christian School in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, they were like that. And I thought, there are places that are doing it right. It was just beautiful. I went for a run both days, and I found a horseshoe in the middle of the road. I thought, you know, that's rare. You don't really find a lot of horseshoes in the middle of the road.
Yeah, in other places you'd find a tire or a hubcap, but this is Amish country.
But this was actually, I said, look. Anyway,
they said they'd give you a ride home from there, because usually it's 2.5 hours, 3 hours, but they gave you a horse and buggy, so it took 10 hours.
Yes, it took 12 hours.
Oh, boy.
No, when it was over last night, there was a car service to take me home to New York so that I could be here in time for this.
Yes. Yeah.
But it was, you know, it's a long ride. It was late. I'm exhausted. But look, here we are. So we're talking to Steve Dace in a couple of minutes. I want to announce the winners. We obviously just finished our campaign with Food for the Poor, so I want to announce those winners. But before we do that, I want to say again, I probably mentioned this yesterday, but ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow we have a Socrates in the City event with Yonmi Park, 29 years old, She's lived more in her 29 years than most people would live in three lifetimes. You cannot imagine her story until you hear it. She's written two books. The first one tells her story of being growing up in North Korea. And when I tell you it's unimaginable, I mean, I wish every young person in America could read her book. I don't remember the title of the first book, but it's the one that came out a few years ago. It's so harrowing, and it makes you appreciate what you have in America on a level that's just it's just not describable. Her new book talks about how from that background she comes to America. She's all excited to be here, excited to get to go to college at Columbia University, and she almost instantly bumps into woke ideological madness that reminds her dramatically of the unhinged lunacy being promoted in North Korea. Now, that's a dramatic statement, but the point is she's lived it. She's really brilliant and a good writer. But I say all this because if you can come to the event in New York City tomorrow night, it starts early, right? You know, the actual thing starts at 6:45 sharp.
Mm-hmm.
We start taping at 6:45 sharp, and it's over by 8:15 sharp. So if you need to get home or you're coming from someplace far. But if you can't come, I'm telling you, you want to live stream it. I promise you, you want to experience this. So you go to SocratesInTheCity.com. SocratesInTheCity.com is the website. And when you go to her event, Yonmi Park, there are various options. One of them, of course, is live stream. So I think it's like $9.95 or $10.25 or something like that. It's a nominal price, but you can watch it as it happens. And I'm saying this as emphatically as I can say it. I hope people listening will tune in because we don't air these things for quite a while. It takes a long time to get them edited and so on and so forth. But I'm so moved by her story that I don't feel up to even the conversation with her. God's going to have to give me help, as he always does anyway. But I feel it keenly because the evil that is in the world, that is in places like North Korea, it's very real. It's horrifying. And we in America, as I've said many, many times, have kind of – we've been so blessed – that we feel like maybe it doesn't exist or it exists in some fairyland on another planet or something. Well, it is coming to us now. We are seeing incredibly egregious violations of our Constitution and of our civil liberties. And stories like Yonmi Park's help us to be alive to the evil that we need to stand and fight, that this is not having what we've had over the decades and centuries is not normal. We don't deserve it, and we have to fight. And we have to fight in large part for people who don't have it yet, people who live in places like Cuba and North Korea and China. We're going to talk about China tomorrow night. It's unbelievable how China was complicit is that's a benign term. They were utterly central to the suffering of Yonmi and her mother, the sex trafficking. That is who China is, folks. The CCP, the communists in China, are genuinely evil. And she has experienced the hell of sex trafficking as a young teenager because China refused to do anything about it. There's reasons for that, and it is evil. So I just want to say, if you can tune in tomorrow, you know, someday in the future we'll air it on this program, but it's not the same to see it live. So go to SocratesInTheCity.com. So many people I bump into think, oh, are you still doing Socrates? Oh, when did you start that again? Go to SocratesInTheCity.com. Sign up, please, for that. Before we go, before we talk to our friend Steve Dace, I want to announce the winners.
Yes.
Okay. So one of you lives in Louisville, Kentucky. One of you lives in Southlake, Texas. One of you lives in Castle Pines, Colorado. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Here are the names. These are the grand prize winners. Folks, you're going to get so much junk mail to you. Oh, you're going to be sorry you ever gave a dime to Food for the Poor.
That's right.
You're going to be very sorry.
You're going
to
weld shut your mailbox.
It's going to. So, all right. Janet Smith of Louisville, Kentucky, come on down. Janet, you're going to get a bunch of signed books and all kinds of swag and fun stuff. Tammy Murray, Southlake, Texas. Carrie Seeley, Castle Pines, Colorado. You're all big winners.
Yes.
And we're grateful to everyone who participated. It only ended up being like 250-something people. I'm fascinated by that. I've said that before, that I just wish everyone would just do a little something. But obviously, we're grateful to those of you who did anything. This is a tremendous organization, tremendous cause. So Janet, Tammy, Carrie, God bless you. Thank you. And to all of you, thank you. We'll be right back.
Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Americans have had it. They're done supporting companies that rake in hundreds of millions, sometimes billions of dollars, while trashing the country that made their success possible. Until recently, we had to take it, but companies like Patriot Mobile are building a whole new economy, one which embraces the values that made America the greatest country on earth. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks so you can get the best possible service in your area. Plus, they offer a coverage guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch to a different network for free without changing carriers. All this plus the knowledge that you're supporting free speech, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call them right now at 878-PATRIOT. Again, just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric. We need to stand together and support companies that share our values. Get free activation today with the offer code ERIC.
Big, bright, shiny yellow sun. Come and watch your children play. They think you're the
Hey, folks, welcome back. I promised you that I would be talking to Steve Dace. Do you remember that promise? Promises made, promises kept. Steve Dace, welcome.
Hey, brother, good to see you. I'm wearing my TP USA Faith God Over Government hoodie, brother. So I'm ready for war. Let's go.
We're on the same page. Well, you and I today, we've got some time. We've got two things to talk about in particular, specifically. One is the film Nefarious, and the other is your new book, Rise of the Fourth Reich, Confronting COVID Fascism with a New Nuremberg Trial So This Never Happens Again, co-written with Daniel Horowitz. Which of these should we talk about first?
Let's start with Nefarious, because it is coming up shortly, and I think, unfortunately and tragically, what we were reminded of in Nashville earlier this week is we are a nation that is mired in open spiritual warfare. And I say this as someone who, you know, theologically, Eric, would come probably from a more classically reformed position, but I'm not going to ignore the signs of the times in which we live. And it is clear that the streets of America are overflowing now. We have pierced the darkness with open and reckless spiritual warfare. And that just so happens to be the movie that we have spent the last 2 years making. And it's about that very topic.
Well, you know, my theology is all about reality. Like whatever is, you know, like some people focus more on this, some people focus more on this. And the point is, like, God invented this thing we call reality. And there's a spiritual reality and how we deal with it. I want to go, obviously, in accordance with reality. And the reality, if you're any kind of Christian, because a lot of people say, I'm a Christian. Okay, well, then you believe in angels and demons, and Jesus cast out demons. And this is real. This is not like a happy story from 2,000 years ago. It is real. And in what we're seeing worked out in public life, as you just said, what I find fascinating, Steve, is that a lot of people who wouldn't normally go there, go to the idea that we need God, this is evil, they wouldn't normally go there. But sometimes, you know, like you're doing algebra, you solve for X, and X is, you know, it's spiritual. There's no political, psychological, there's something else. And what we're seeing, you're right, seems clearly to most people with eyes to see, with common sense, they go, this is something different. We've not seen this before.
You know, last summer we hosted here in Iowa, where I live, we hosted Tucker Carlson for an event. We got to have a private quiet dinner with him. And we asked him, Eric, point blank. I mean, we're like, hey, what happened to the bow-tied conservatarian technocrat that was on CNN and MSNBC? When did you, I can't believe Fox thought you were going to do the show you ended up doing when they gave it to you. And now you're the ultimate culture warrior. What happened to you? And he said, you know, I grew up in Georgetown. My dad was a GOP operative. All my friends were either kids of Republican or Democrat elected officials or operatives. We had disagreements on issues, but nobody questioned each other's motives. I could see why people might think there should be more government in a certain area to solve a certain problem than what I believed would be the more efficient solution. But he said the last few years, and he said, my wife is very evangelical. You know, I am aggressively, casually religious or something is how he described it. And she's been telling me, hey, something's going wrong in this country. And the last few years, we finally got to a point where we started doing things with gender mutilation and other things where no one benefits from this. There's always all my political life, there have been political solutions I disagreed with vehemently, but I could see why they might honestly benefit somebody nevertheless. Right. We're doing stuff now, he said, that I can't explain any other way other than this is just spiritual darkness because it doesn't benefit anybody. We're doing things that even in our – I would put it this way, Eric. We're doing things that we are totally depraved, but we are still the imago Dei. We're not utterly depraved. We still carry, even as in our sinful state, the mark of the Creator on us. We're doing things that if we were sane, we would not subject our children to. If we were sane, we wouldn't do these things. And so to me, we have moved beyond normal political disagreement, even a culture war. Now, to me, you're dealing with real spiritual darkness, and that's what turned a guy like Tucker Carlson from the old bow-tie technocrat into the culture warrior that you see on Fox News freaking the Murdochs out every night.
I had a similar conversation with him. He had me on his Fox Nation form, the hour-long show. And I in the course of that conversation, it was very similar in the sense that he's too smart not to solve for X, right? Mm-hmm. You just look around and you go, look, I've been around the block. I've seen this. I've seen that. But this is different. This feels like we need God. This is not like a government fix or whatever. This seems like a deeper issue because it's come out. And in some ways, you know, Trump, for good or for ill, was kind of a hand grenade that sort of exposed or when you flick the lights on and, you know, all the cockroaches scurry. Something happened in 2016 where certain people who had been keeping their, you know, masks on, let's put it that way, ripped the masks off and said, game on, we're at war, this is Hitler 2.0, anything goes. Right. And as a result of that, everything changed. And so we are now seeing things that we didn't think we would see. We simply didn't. So this takes us – I want to talk about your book, Rise of the Fourth Reich, Confronting COVID Fascism with a New Nuremberg Trial So This Never Happens Again. That's Rise of the Fourth Reich. But first, I want to talk to you about the film Nefarious. Tell us about the origin of that film. Did it start as a novel that you wrote?
Right.
How did that work?
I had written my first wide release novel as I was just coming up in this business, and I was in D.C. doing publicity for it. And I jump in the shower to get ready to go. I think it was to do Mark Levin show. And this voice in the back of my head out of nowhere says, this book is dedicated to all the useful idiots out there, especially those of you who had no idea you were being used all this time, for you proved to be the most useful idiots of them all. Nefarious. And I thought, that is an odd thing to have pop into your head, you know, and I had to run to my appointments. I get back to my hotel room that night and I just start playing around with it a little bit. And like you, I'm a big C.S. Lewis guy. And I thought, you know, I'm kind of brash. So let me see if I could write an actual sequel to A Screwtape Letters. And and any good sequel has to take the threat level, increase it, right? Yeah. It has to go next level. Right. So let's move beyond the individual temptation of people that Lewis talked about and pulled the veil back to let us see. Let's talk about a demonic takedown of an entire culture. And so I created this character named a High Lord of Hell named Lord Nefarious, who was tasked by the devil over a century ago with the destruction of America. And in this book, he names names, connects dots, real people, real movements. And he doesn't put it in there to say, now that I, you know, let me tell you my plan kind of thing. It is, he needs to prove to his master, the devil, that his plan is successful and irrevocable, so the devil can now move on to his the next phase of his plan of dominion and get America out of the way. And the way to do that is to put it all in writing and rub our faces in it. And the fact that we won't heed it, we won't turn away from it, we'll ignore it, we'll mock it, we'll laugh at it, is how he'll prove to his master our hearts are hardened and the plan now is irreversible. And so I wrote the book. Our show was in its nascent stages at the time. We sold a few thousand copies, which for the size of show I had was great. I thought it was going to be, frankly, a chapter in my life and move on. About 6 months ago, a guy you know by the name of Glenn Beck called me out of the blue. And I work with him now. I didn't know him then. And he says, hey, man, a mutual friend of ours gave me your book and it blew my mind. And I want to have you on my show to talk about it. So I came on his show for an hour the next day. We sold out every copy of it that Amazon had. And driving around in Burbank, California that morning was a guy named Chris Jones, who was with a new startup company called Believe Entertainment. And him and Chuck Conselman and Carrie Solomon, they were the script writers for Pure Flix. They wrote God's Not Dead. They wrote, which of course was a massive hit. They were just, they wanted to do maybe a little bit more grittier, mature Christian storytelling. So they had just bought the movie rights to Abby Johnson's outstanding Unplanned whistleblower memoir. They were beginning pre-production to turn that into a movie. And, you know, they're wondering what their next movie is going to be. And they always wanted to do something that was, you know, these guys come out of the charismatic Catholic revivals of the 70s. And so they always wanted to do something that was very centered on spiritual warfare. And so they all heard me on Beck. They got this book, read it in their office that day, called me that night, offered me a movie deal. I thought it was a Nigerian prince, Eric. I thought it was a scam. Actually, they sent me an email. I deleted the email, thought, no way this is true. And a little voice in the back of my head said, hey, man, you might want to check that out. And so I responded and we negotiated a deal and we were going to start the movie right after Unplanned and then COVID hit. And then the minute it reopened, we started working on the film. The film is the prequel to the book. It's, you can't do a movie with a 230-page polemic of a demon yelling at you, right? And so the movie will tell the story of where this demonic manuscript came from. And the way the MacGuffin we're going to use to tell that is there is a terrible occult serial killer on death row in Oklahoma who has been awaiting execution via appeal for 10 years. He's exhausted all of his appeals. On the day of his execution, he tries one last gasp and says, I was demonically possessed when I committed these crimes. And he's trying an insanity
now,
play.
This film is coming out soon. We're going to go to break. I just want to say real quick, folks, this is not a film for the kiddies, okay? I've seen the film. We're going to talk more about the film. It's called Nefarious. Talking to our friend Steve Dace. Don't go away.
Don't say goodnight to love. It may never be the same again.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
Folks, I'm talking to Steve Dace. It's spelled D-E-A-C-E. We're going to talk about his book, Rise of the Fourth Reich. But right now, we're talking about the film, Another Thing, that's coming out April 14th. It is a film called Nefarious. I was privileged to watch it. And Steve, I'll tell you, there's a lot to talk about with regard to this film, because it's not anyone who has written fiction or who understands that world, as you do and I do, and obviously as C.S. Lewis did, it's a curious thing when you're writing about almost anything, but when you're writing about the demonic, how do you portray that realistically? C.S. Lewis, I would argue, gives us like almost like a Disney version of the demonic in the Screwtape Letters. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's kind of amusing and you know, it's theologically correct, but it's not scary. If you're confronting
satanic evil
is just disgusting and scary and foul on a level that, you know, most of us we're not quite aware of. And so what you do in the film, which is, again, not for kids, but you make it more real. And so let's talk more about that. You were just giving us the plot of the film Nefarious. Tell us again so people can understand. It's a little bit like Silence of the Lambs. It's a psychiatrist talking with a serial killer most of the film.
Who claims he's a demon named Nefarious. And so, of course, everybody thinks this is just a scam, insanity plea. The court appoints a left-wing secular atheist psychiatrist because, frankly, other than Jordan Peterson, there really aren't any other kinds of those. And the psychiatrist thinks, I'm just coming in here to collect my per diem, and I'm going to check the box. This will be a cursory review. We'll all move on with our lives. And he doesn't understand. He's going to find out in this film that he is not he's not just randomly appointed. He was summoned by this entity.
Now, let's be clear, just in case anybody's missing it, I want to be clear. The murderer is a man. It's not a demon. But the man has been effectively possessed.
Overtaken.
Given himself over to a demon named Nefarious, a high-level demon. So in the course of the film, the psychiatrist is talking to ostensibly the man who committed the murders, but most of the time it is the demon speaking through the man.
Correct.
There are moments where we actually get to see the man talking, and he's quite different from the demon. When the demon is talking, it's obviously different in some great measure from the personality of the man.
Sean Patrick Flannery, who plays our demon, is masterful in this part. I mean, like Heath Ledger Joker levels of good at times in this part. I mean, and it's good because, you know, if the movie's called Nefarious, the guy who plays Nefarious has got to stick the landing. And he even got a 6.0 from the East German judge. That's how good he is in this film. And on purpose, and I think this is the thing that audiences like yours need to know about the movie. On purpose, we put an unbeliever in that room. And we did it because we made this film evangelistically. We are very concerned. I know you are. I know everyone watching us right now is. People that listen to me every day or watch me on The Blaze, every one of us are concerned that right now our culture is staring into the mouth of madness. It is contemplating taking the final irrevocable step into Romans 1 level of darkness from which you do not return historically. And so this movie, we made this evangelistically. There's a reason why our churches were full on 9/12 when we were reminded there's evil in this world beyond us. And they got, you know, less full every day henceforth, and we got, again, more comfortable and arrogant. In this movie, this demon wrecks this atheist. He forces him to come to grips with, he thinks he's smart, he's enlightened, he's figured everything out, and he's going to learn the true origins of his worldview come from the darkness, and it will absolutely wreck him by the end of this movie and force him to consider there is truth out there he had previously ignored and needs to reconsider his place in his worldview and his place in the universe. And that's why this, and in terms of tone, this is a movie you can take your unbelieving friends and family members to that maybe they won't go see Jesus Revolution as much as I love that movie, but totally. They're like, yeah, that's right. Not for me.
Right.
You can take them to this one.
Correct.
And let us slap them around for a little bit for you. And then you take them out to pizza and ice cream and dinner later and get to have the evangelistic conversation with them you've been trying to have since who knows forever.
Yeah, and it's interesting too because to me, this has been happening to me more and more, I don't know, over the last year or so where – you know, we use terms like evangelistic or leading people to Jesus. And really what it's about is leading people to reality because Jesus created reality. All truth and everything in the universe points to him. So if you can just get people to deal with reality, you want to talk about the periodic table, you want to talk about math, you want to talk about the stars, ultimately everything points back to Jesus, sometimes very dramatically so. And when you're dealing with evil, like in this film, I mean, it reminds me of M. Scott Peck wrote a book in the late 60s, Harvard psychiatrist, who wrote a book about how many cases he had confronted over the years fell into another category that really disturbed him, that made him acknowledge this looks like evil. This smells like satanic evil. I don't have a category for that. I'm a Harvard psychiatrist. He wrote the famous book, The Road Less Traveled. But eventually he solves for X, and he's like, in these cases, it smells like satanic evil. Can I be honest about that? That is what is in this film. We've got more time with Steve Dace. The film is Nefarious.
Yep. Whoisnefarious.com is the website. That's where you can see the trailer and everything at whoisnefarious.com.
We'll be right back.
Won't forget about you.
Folks, talking to Steve Dace about the film coming out April 14th. It's called... I almost said it again. It's called Nefarious, not Notorious, starring Ingmar Bergman. No. Don't. That's a different film. Nefarious, which the acting and a lot of it is really extraordinary. Who's the actor who plays the death row inmate who is demonically possessed?
That is Sean Patrick Flannery, who was in a lot of big movies in the late 90s and early 2000s. And he is absolutely incredible in this film. His very first role, he was young Indiana Jones as a teenager on television. That was his very first role. But I mean, he is incredible, mesmerizing in this movie. And
well,
he will convince you that evil really exists. And he'll do it without any no profanity,
right.
No gore, all right? No killing or anything of that nature.
Right,
he does it just with the actual theology of hell that he shares directly with the audience.
Well, that's what's so beautiful about it because, again, you know, we're talking about reality. And when you deal with reality, you begin to see some things that if you if you if you say there's no evil, if you say there's no satanic evil, you've got some problems. You know, it's like mm-hmm. trying to build a bridge, and you say, well, we're not, except you can't use physics or math. You're going to have a problem. You're going to have
bad?
A problem. And right. you really, you need to deal with evil, because I think it's interesting. You know, you and I are both Christians, right? And we know that if there's no evil, why do I need God? What do I need a savior to save me from slightly meaningless life, and he can make it a little bit better? Jesus didn't need to die on the cross for that. We're talking about confronting evil, satanic evil and death and sin and hell. And I think, as you were saying earlier, we're seeing this more and more, the transgender lunacy, people mm-hmm. chopping off parts of their body, and worse yet, everybody being told, shut up, don't say anything about it. If you say anything about it, you're bad. Like, wow. Most Americans, I think, and I know you do, they're kind of waking up. They're looking around thinking, something's not right. So in this film, Nefarious, you kind of get, I really loved, and this is what I love about what C.S. Lewis does, and you guys do this in the film, you bring a lot of theology out. Like, you kind of make mm-hmm. people reason. It's not, you know, it's not religious. It's just reason. It's just logic. And that's kind of what's beautiful. One of the things that's beautiful about this film.
Indeed. And we don't have people climbing up walls or anything of that nature. And this is real demonic evil. The battlefield of the mind, the mind killer, whom do I say is Lord? Choose ye this day. What is the fulcrum or the plumb line from which I make the decisions I make in life? And then who frames that, and what influences do I allow in? And it's been fascinating to get ministry reaction to this, you know, from Pastor Greg Locke, who is doing deliverance ministry all over the country. And I mean, he was texting me all weekend long after seeing a screener of the film, how blown away by it he was, how accurate he thought it was. Father Carlos Martins on the Catholic side, he's doing the Exorcist Files podcast right now. I mean, he told us this is the most accurate portrayal of demonic, he's a 20-year exorcist. It's the most accurate portrayal of actual demonic possession he's ever seen in a film. That the way it really works, that hell tries to put you, to use another pop culture reference, in a Kobayashi Maru scenario. You cannot win. You cannot win, so you might as well just do what they say. You're totally cornered. And you see the demon try to do this to James, our psychiatrist, throughout the course of their conversation. And we wanted to illuminate that so we could see, where are these ideas coming from? These nihilistic, no return, no benefit ideas coming from, who are the voices we're listening to, so that if we are confronted with that evil, Eric, and that darkness, we'll finally maybe turn back to the light.
Well, that's my hope, right? I say this wherever I go. I'm doing a lot of public speaking recently, and I guess that's the issue, is this God's mercy to show mm-hmm. us just a taste of evil, so that we will wake up and fight and understand that to pretend there is no evil, to pretend that we've kind of evolved past death, and you know, we don't have that in America. They might have that in other parts of the world where you get killed for your mm-hmm. faith. No, it has come here by God's grace to wake up the remnant who might be awakened. We had Pastor Greg Locke on here recently talking about his deliverance ministry. I've had Carlos Martin on. We've had my friend Ken Fish over the years mm-hmm. talking about this stuff. And what I always say is, like, ladies and gentlemen, this is real. So, you may have dealt with people who oversell it, who aren't being rational. There's a demon behind every bush. But the point is, this is real. And there are cases when you're a fool to say, well, it's this kind of a psychiatric imbalance, or it's this kind of a guy. It could be, but could also be demonic stuff. And if you're some kind of a Christian who've read the Gospels and know the Scripture, one of my favorite parts of the film is the useless minister who comes in, who's basically
yes.
a humanist,
yep.
you know, mainstream, I don't know.
Wearing the Unitarian scarf.
Yeah,
yes.
Perfect. But it's so perfect, because there are a lot of people suffering, looking for help, whether it's a health issue or demonic oppression or whatever it is. And they could go to innumerable churches and never find anyone who can help them. What does that say about the church in America today? It's amazing.
And that's why we put that scene in the film. And if you, when you see that scene, when your viewers get a chance to see it, when the movie comes out April 14th, you'll see that that's the only time in the entire story that Nefarious thinks he's on the defensive, that he might lose, is when he is he's made aware that the church is going to walk into his cell. And you can see he starts seething, like what we see in the New Testament when Christ arrives, right? And then when he sees, though, what the current church state of the church actually is, he realizes that he is still in complete control of this circumstance. It is one of the most powerful points of our movie. And I would urge everybody watching, if you go to whoisnefarious.com, we've had millions of views of our trailer there. Pardon me. It's the kind of trailer that you can show teenagers, college kids, young adults, because Eric's right, it is not for the little kiddos. You can show those young people who are part of that Gen Z, where 25% of them are now saying they're LGBTQ+, whatever the acronym is today. And they'll look at that trailer and say, yeah, that looks great. That looks dope. That looks like something I want to see.
Yeah.
And you'll do a bit of a bait and switch. You'll get them into the theater and it'll look and sound like something they want to see. It just, the words being said are not what they are typically shown.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's Nefarious. April 14th, we'll be right back talking to Steve Dace.
And you love the rain, what you see revealed within the anger is worth the
Folks, welcome back. We've got plenty more coming up with Steve Dace.
What an interview.
But for a few minutes, it's just going to be me and Albin, and we'll get him back in hour two.
Yep.
And at the end of hour two, we're talking to our friends Pete and Seth Talbot.
Oh, yeah.
Who brought Relief Factor into the world, which I take every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Albin, a couple things.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to remind people again, what we're talking about with Steve Dace is evil. And I think God has appointed this time for us to deal with it, to stop pretending it doesn't exist or it only happens in other places, to face it. So part of that makes me think about tomorrow night I'm interviewing Yeonmi Park, who grew up in North Korea and who is a living witness of evil in our time on a level I can't think of anybody like her. And I want to exhort you folks to sign up for the live stream. You go to SocratesInTheCity.com. It's a nominal fee, but you can watch it live because it's very important, the conversation. And the conversation that we're having with Steve Dace today, a number of the conversations I've been having recently, it all comes round to the same thing. We're seeing evil, and God is calling us to face it. We can't face it without him. That's the key, is that if you think you can face it alone, no wonder you just want to hide and forget that it exists or pretend it doesn't exist. Albin, before we go to our news break here, I want to mention again, we have three winners of our we just did a campaign with Food for the Poor. I will announce them. It's Janet from Louisville, Kentucky. Tammy from Southlake, Texas. And we'll be emailing you guys.
Yeah.
And then finally, Carrie from Castle Pines, Colorado. Come on down.
Yeah,
and
please
collect your swag.
Yeah.
We should. There's so many things I want to talk about.
I know.
Let me mention this month only. We've mentioned this a bunch of times. But if you ever order anything from Nutramedics.com, which I do constantly.
And I do it too.
Right. Nutramedics.com. I always say support. We're going to be talking about this forever. Support companies that align with your values. Take your money away from companies that don't align with your values. Nutramedics.com gives 50% of their profits to missions organizations. These guys are heroes, and their products are spectacular. If you use the code Eric, you get 25% off of everything this month only. So just a few days left, NutriMedicsNot.com. And it reminds me also, Albin, we have our money invested, most of us, someplace. Some people have a lot of money invested. Some people have a little money invested. But in places that it doesn't belong. And I think that unless we get serious, you know, we all talk about, do we have the will to do what is right, or are we just going to drift along? Many of us just drift along and say, I'm too busy to pray, I'm too busy to this, I'm too busy to that. We got to take this seriously. So one of the sponsors on this program is Inspire Investors, and I want to encourage you, and I will continue to do this, go to InspireAdvisors.com. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. And get your money out of many of these incredibly evil organizations, companies that you've given them your money to invest. Mm-hmm. You need to get it out. Yeah. It's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. People always say, what can I do? What can I do? Please do these things, folks. These are little things. I'm gonna bug you more and more in the future because so many of us, we're busy. We need to be reminded. InspireAdvisors.com/Eric, you've got to get your money aligned with your values. We'll be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.